If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
I am the entertainment you pay to see, but ABC gave it to you for free. So now I have a call out to give out to everyone from Kansas City. See, this is the thing. You guys know I'm the baddest man from Kansas City, the baddest middleweight in Missouri. And this is one thing, it's my time right now. So Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, I challenge you guys to a badminton or pickleball competition. Straight up, if you guys want to see who the pound-for-pound champ is in Kansas City, you coming after me. This magnificent beard tops all of what you guys have to bring.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us, Stephen St. John and Todd Lebo with Jake Gutierrez. You heard the voice there of rising star in the UFC, Julian Marquez. And he's going to be on the show coming up right now as Jake is questioning
that
him.
That was after a big win on TV.
Right.
Having fun, promotion, doing all those things.
Nobody works the mic like Julian Marquez, the Cuban Missile Crisis. Julian, good morning. How are you?
Good, man. How are you guys doing today?
Doing very well. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're really excited about several things coming up to talk to you about. First of all, coming up next week, we have the KC Pickleball Championship. Sports Radio 810 and Chicken and Pickle present the first ever Kansas City Pickleball Championship, July 14th and 15th. You can still register at 810WHB.com and click on the Pickleball Championship logo. It's going to benefit a couple of charities, Victory Project, and also the Hispanic Development Fund, which we're very excited about that. And we're having a big celebrity exhibition tournament as part of it. We have beginner, intermediate, and expert, and then the celebrity division. You have been kind enough to agree to take part in the celebrity tournament and to help us raise money for a couple of great charities. But even more importantly, to get you ready, because we'll talk about this later, you've got a pickleball event coming up, but you're going to come out and maybe like a tune-up. You're going to have a partner with you, and you're going to go up and get some other local Kansas City celebrities. So let's just start there. This pickleball thing, after you called out Mahomes and Kelce and Tyreek Hill, it took off a life, really took on a life of its own. And now you're going to be one of our representatives
people
in the KC Pickleball Championship, Julian Marquez. How excited are you?
Dude, I'm stoked. Are you kidding me? Look at this. You're going to have this beautiful bearded baddie out there on the pickleball court, hitting it back and forth with a bunch of other Kansas City representatives, highlighting our city, highlighting what we do best, and as well as we're donating to charity. What more can you ask for? Like, I'm proud. I feel like Superman right now. I should have an S on my chest for being, I feel like a hero, you know? So let's do this, man. I'm pumped.
So have you played any pickleball since your call out and in preparation for this? Have you been out to the pickleball court for Chicken and Pickle or anything?
So I have been to the pickleball court. Okay. I've been to Chicken and Pickle a couple times. I played with Eric Shin. And we, you know, we're learning. We're learning. You know, I didn't know that there's levels to this. So I played with a guy that, I guess, I didn't know pickleball had numbers, and your number is your rank. So, like, this guy's like, oh, I'm a 4. I was like, okay, well, out of what? And I played against him. I was like, oh, okay. So you're good. So 4 means you're good. 4 doesn't mean you're bad. Okay. So, yeah, I learned a couple things. So I'm going to bring it out there with you guys. I don't think you understand this, that it doesn't matter the number you have. I'm a handful.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's all about the competitive spirit and the want to go get this thing done.
Who's your partner going to be?
You know, I'm still in the process because my partner that was supposed to go is actually working the pickleball tournament.
Oh.
And I didn't know that, and he didn't know that until last night. So
you out there looking for a 4 or what? Want a 4 with you?
I was actually looking for fun. That's it. Like, I need someone fun, energetic, that was going to go. But actually, I have 2 people in consideration that I think would do great. We're just waiting on confirmation if they can make it out here or not.
It's going to be a lot of fun next week at Chicken and Pickle. I look forward to losing because I'm going to be playing. Nick Leckie is going to be my partner. I'm going to lose. I've played some pickleball, but there are people who, well, certainly the celebrity division probably won't be as hard as the regular divisions because the people in that are super serious. And I've gotten accidentally involved in some of that at the Longview Rec Center out in Lee's Summit where we went up there and we're like, okay, I didn't know people really were this into this. I thought we were just going to go up there and have some fun. And we got mixed up. And my buddy and I got divided up, and we were just on some people's teams because they put the paddles in a bucket, and you just grab them out, and you know, almost got hit a couple of times. They're like, "All right, guys, settle down. It's just pickleball. We're up here having fun." But people take this very seriously.
Yeah, they do. You know, I think it's amazing though because you have to look at this. There's a lot of these like sports that you know everyone's so good at. They spent years and years at doing like tennis, or again, we could even say badminton. You know, and it's tough to like compete with that, but like pickleball, it does not matter like your athleticism skill. It just matters like how you can control that ball, how you can hit it back and forth. Like it's not too big, it's not too wild. Anybody at any age can play, and that's what makes it fun. Plus, it's just a new growing sport. A year ago, pickleball wasn't as known as it is now. And now, like I'm seeing people playing in the streets. You know, over here, I'm in Lakewood right now in Lee's Summit, and these guys are playing pickleball right in front of their house. I'm like, dude, this is amazing. Kids are just playing it because it's fun, it's relaxing, and it's not as stressful as tennis because tennis is tough for me.
Yeah, it's the court's too big in tennis. Pickleball, you know, you've got to take two steps.
And if you want to take part in it again, the first annual Kansas City Pickleball Championship presented by Sports Radio 810 and Chicken and Pickle. Beginner, intermediate, expert, and then you got the celebrity division that Julian Marquez will be competing in July 14th and 15th next week down at Chicken and Pickle. Register your team now. Go to 810WHB.com. And again, a portion of the proceeds will go to and benefit the Victory Project and the scholarship for my mom and my mom's name and Jake's mother's name for the Hispanic Development Fund. So a couple of great organizations that will benefit from the KC Pickleball Championship. All right, Julian, let's talk a little MMA. First, give us an update on your career. When is your next fight?
So right now we're actually in the works of picking out this opponent. I mean, we have the opponent. We have a date, but it's so far away, and we can't really announce it yet. But know that it's going to be very big. It's going to be very exciting. And the star is coming out. Kansas City's finest is coming out there to represent us in a really big arena. Let's put it like that.
All right. That sounds good. So how's your training going? How's everything going with you as you prepare for this fight?
Man, it's actually amazing. I mean, we're quite a ways away, but the best part about being out here in Kansas City right now is I'm closer to the gym. I'm there right next to my coach. We're training day in and day out. I spent 11 months in a training camp, so I finally have a break. So now I can actually skill build and build around, you know, what I have great, I can make it better. And what I need work on, I can make it great. So that's one of the big benefits that this time has been while I'm off. So I'm excited. I'm pumped. And, dude, I just can't wait to announce what's going to happen.
You know, in long ago, fighters would have to leave Kansas City to get the quality sparring and to work at a world-class gym. And as you mentioned now, with Glory MMA and James Krause being one of the best coaches, and so many guys and so many female fighters, so many fighters competing at a high level in Kansas City, this has really become a destination place for people to train and to get ready at Glory MMA. The MMA community has been exploding in Kansas City, right?
Absolutely. It's been growing crazy, you know. You guys have to interview Cass one time because the way his vision was, you know, 8 years ago was talking about becoming what it is today and all the hard work that he's put in and showing it, like, to see it now. It's incredible. You know, I left 7 years ago to go to Las Vegas to go to the fight capital in the world to build my career and start it up because Kansas City didn't have the bigger guys. Kansas City didn't have the structure. Kansas City didn't have that. And Krause just started the gym, you know, started getting, you know, movement. And look at me now in 2021, I'm here in Kansas City where I was grown, home and born and raised, and I have some of the actually world's best training partners, male and female. I have so much knowledge when it comes down to, you know, the MMA game out here, and we're the heart of America. We're in the middle of the map. No one would ever thought it. You'd think it would be on the East Coast or the West Coast or some warm, climated state. No. Lee Summit, Missouri has one of the best gyms in all of MMA.
You know, it's been crazy, too, because we've had James has been a regular guest on our show for when was the first time, Jake? How long has James been coming on the show? It's been
over 10 years.
And like Laura Sanko would come on the show before she was even hired by the USC. So we've kind of seen this growth from where James had this vision to where it is now, and it's just been unbelievable. And some of the products like you and Grant Dawson, and you think about Tim Elliott, and I mean, so, you know, Zach Cummings, so many great fighters that have come out of Kansas City in this area and represented Glory MMA and fought at the highest level. It's been terrific to watch, and it's only going to get better and better. Julian Marquez is our guest. All right, hey, we wanted to ask you about UFC 264, the trilogy fight between Conor McGregor and Dustin Poirier. What do you think is going to happen the third time around between McGregor and Poirier?
Man, I think of it the same exact way as it happened in the second fight. I think Dustin Poirier is going to end up finishing Conor McGregor. Or if not finish, he'll get the decision. My backing behind it is, in the last 5 years, if you look at Conor McGregor's record and you look at Conor McGregor's matches, you know, he's only beat, you know, Donald Cerrone, but he never really, like, evolved his game. He lost to Khabib. He lost to Floyd Mayweather. He fought Nate Diaz. It's just he isn't really doing anything. But then you look at the last 5 years of what Dustin Poirier's done, and all the people Dustin Poirier's fought, he's been in five-round battles with Dan Hooker. He's gone, you know, he put it to Khabib. And he's just constantly growing, constantly building. And as if you look at, you know, Dustin Poirier, you can look at him and call him the second greatest lightweight of all time, especially if he wins after this weekend. But I just see he's been tested. He's been growing. He's been battling. He's in the game. His mind's in the game. He's going to be tough. And I don't think that Conor McGregor is going to be able to evolve the game. I don't think he's bringing any top-level boxers or strikers out like Dustin to his camp out in Ireland. I don't really think they're going to change anything. The calf kick, you know, you could try to change it. You could try to train for it, but still, it just takes time.
Okay, so we need you to do us a favor. Todd has his DraftKings prop bets for this, so he needs, if you
just
would
a
please,
very quick
he has a
answers,
few.
Yeah.
If he has a few questions about the fight, and if you would be so kind to help him out,
you've already said that Dustin's going to win. Would the winning method be by KO, TKO, or submission or decision? What's your hunch there?
Man, I honestly think it would be by knockout.
Okay, And would that be over or under a round and a half?
Man, that's a tough one. That's a super tough one. I think it would be over a round and a half.
All right. Okay. So it's not going to go the distance. That answers that question. Who will have more takedowns?
Who in the fight?
Yeah.
Oh, man. The only person that's going to go for a takedown, if he's smart, is Dustin Poirier. Conor, I don't believe, will take a shot. Right.
Okay. And then who will land more significant strikes?
Dustin.
All right. Will there be a submission attempt?
No, I don't see that.
So which round will this fight end? 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5? We think it's going to be over a round and a half, but
I could see it. I could see it ending in four.
Fourth round.
All right, yeah. I just hit save.
All right, lock in the answers
and
now.
Locked and loaded, baby.
You feel very comfortable with this. Lock in the answers.
I'm locked.
Lock in the answers.
All right, before we talk about what you've got coming up with your pickleball event, one more question. So you said you got a big fight that you can't announce yet that you'll announce soon. Hopefully you'll announce it with us on the show when you can. But when you look ahead a year or two and you get where you want to go, when you think about it, like who's your dream matchup? When you dream about, you know, fighting on a pay-per-view and in the main event or co-main or whatever, if you could call your shot, what fighter would you most like to get in the octagon?
Oh, Canelo. Let me fight Canelo.
Oh, boy.
Let's go with Canelo. I don't care.
Knocking I was talking UFC. Up. Now you want to talk about Canelo. What the hell's going on here? I love Canelo.
Hey, bud. Canelo is a money fight. You fight Canelo, you're making money.
That's right.
You're asking me to put out there in the world, who do I want to fight? And you're going to tell me that I'm going to look at somebody that's on the roster now? Come on, I'm trying to go for big money. I'm trying to make...
Steven's head just exploded.
That was just too much.
Your head just exploded.
You know, he's playing out at the American Century Golf Championship in Lake Tahoe, and he sent us a message last year that we play as a liner now on the show, and there's an outside shot that we're going to interview him, and he's going to call into the show because he does interviews in English now. And so if he comes on the show, I'm going to throw that out there. I'm gonna put it out
Border
there.
Border Patrol.
See, listen to this.
Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati.
Hi, Stephen. I'm Canelo Alvarez. I enjoy your program, Border Patrol. Keep going.
On Sports Radio 810.
Keep going.
Maybe we'll make this happen. I don't know, Julian. Maybe something will start right here.
I saw him and Steph Curry playing the hat tap game.
Yep.
I mean, I'm down to play that too.
Are you? Would you fight one of these YouTubers?
The Paul brothers, Jake Paul or Logan Paul?
Oh, I totally train with them. I'd fight with them. But the thing is like you have to understand, those guys are the greatest marketers of all time.
Right.
And they're doing exactly what they should. I think I would be a tougher fight, but I don't care to fight them. I'll train with them. I'd rather build them up and grow with them, you know, like let them do their own thing. I have a different niche. I'm an MMA fighter, an entertainer, and a spokesperson. They are a boxer hype people, and they can sell, you know, their genre. They work their butts off on YouTube to build what they have today.
And I want you to stay in Lee Summit, though. Don't go out there and live in those weird houses with them and all that stuff. That's too much.
What are they called?
Houses?
What do you think is going to happen with Tyron Woodley? Do you think he's going to win or lose?
I think he's going to lose.
Yeah.
Look, let's be honest, man. Like, we're looking at Tyron Woodley, who we're all thinking Tyron Woodley's the guy that we saw many years ago where he was actually attacking, but in all honesty, I haven't seen him go after a fight since he fought Darren Till. And even before that, it's been a while. It's straight boxing. It's a different realm.
Right.
It's very tough. There's certain movements you have to go in. As an MMA mixed martial artist, you know, if you didn't start out in straight boxing, it's very tough for you to understand how to move and how to evade. Because we all have a different style. Mixed martial arts, you have to worry about kicks, punch, or kicks, knees, elbows. Even the bottom of the foot tee kick. So when it comes to that, Jake Paul actually has a really decent right hand, and he's very fundamentally sound. He's a bigger guy. He hits hard. He may not finish Tyron, but I just see the points. I see the points can go over to Jake Paul because Jake knows how to play the boxing game.
Okay, so Julian, again, we said you're going to be competing in the KC Pickleball Championship in the celebrity division next week, July 14th to July 15th. July 15th is a celebrity event, and so you're going to be out there with us raising money for Victory Project and Hispanic Development Fund. So people, go register 810WHB.com and be at Chicken and Pickle next week. But then in August, you've got an event coming up, and we're going to come down there and be part of that. Tell us about that.
So our event on August 15th is going to be at Power and Light District. We're going to shut down Grand and Main. We're going to put Kansas City booths. So if you have a Kansas City home or homegrown business, if you're a brick-and-mortar building, anything, you can come out, put your booth out there, and you can just get awareness for all Kansas City businesses and all Kansas City families and everything. We'll have pickleball tournaments with celebrities as well as pickleballers coming out there playing inside of Power and Light. We'll have time matches. We'll have influencers, UFC fighters, and, you know, business owners as well. And what it is going to be 100% donation, $10 entry, 100% donations going to Travis Kelce's foundation, the 87 and Running. And we're just pretty much going to have a fun time all day on Saturday. We're going to highlight the greatest parts of Kansas City and just do it all for charity. Do it all for building it up. And hopefully you'll see some of the celebrities that we've been calling out on camera. And it's going to be a fun time.
And so this works out perfect. You're going to come out and help us out with our event, and there'll be some celebrities there that'll be getting their used to pickleball and getting their feet wet with pickleball, and maybe you could draft some of those celebrities from our event, July 14th and 15th at Chicken and Pickle, and get them to play down there at your event, and both events are for great causes, so it all works together. We're going to help you, you're going to help us, and we're going to make things happen in Kansas City because you're the Cuban Missile Crisis.
That's the best part. Look, the whole thing about it at the end of the day is we're helping our cause and we're building our city. And that's all that matters. At the end of the day, I care to build this city to be the greatest city, which it already is, in my opinion. But I want the world to know it, and I want our city to back us day and night. I want when we have a UFC fight and they put it on the big stage at Power and Might, it'll be like the same as feeling as whenever, you know, the MLS is on, or KC40's on there, or the Super Bowl's on, and everybody's packed out watching it. That's what I want. I want my city behind me, and I want to be behind my city.
You're the man, Julian Marquez. Thank you for the time. We can't wait to see you next week at Chicken and Pickle for the KC Pickleball Championship.
Let's go, man. I'm ready to see y'all.
That's Julian Marquez. How could you not root for him, Todd? He's in Lee Summit.
Absolutely, and he just gave me my 8 picks. For the UFC, we'll see how he does.
I don't blame me now. Mouth off to him if he doesn't, you know.
I'm not going to say anything.
That's exactly right.
No, I'm not saying anything.
How do you feel? You feel a lot more confident than when I...
Well, yeah.
I'm there with him.
He knows what's up.
Right. If you want to follow him on the Twitter, at JMarquezMMA, at JMarquezMMA is Julian's Twitter handle. We'll be back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.